and welcome to another Trev and Ben podcast. Hello, Ben.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. What an exciting day it is.
Is it?
The day we're recording this podcast is the day all non-essential shops can reopen.
Oh, good.
Have you seen the queues for Primark? Seems to be the main source of the queuing.
No, I haven't actually seen any of the queues. I haven't been on the news yet today, so I haven't really had a look.
Oh, the queues in Birmingham and London, all for Primark. I think TK Maxx as well. And other shops as well. But the news seems to be focusing in on Primark. I don't think I've ever been in a Primark. What does a Primark sell? Is it clothes?
Mainly clothes, at very low prices.
I think I have been into a Primark with you, funny enough.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think it's the only time I've been into a Primark was...
Now I remember.
You had shoes that were letting in water.
Oh, no, I'm misremembering then. I seem to remember, for some reason or another, back on our days on community radio...
Yeah.
We went looking for some sort of vase or something.
That wasn't private. I think we went into Debenhams.
Ooh, look at us going into Debenhams.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, we were looking for some weird thing that they'd been looking for on The Apprentice, didn't we?
Yeah. God knows what we were doing.
But no, I think I went into a Primark with you because you needed to buy some new shoes.
Right. I'd sprung a leak, had I?
You had sprung a leak, yeah. And I remember that what I thought about you was you were right up my street when it comes to shopping, because you didn't bother sort of looking around. You just saw a pair of shoes your size, picked them up, bang, paid, out.
Yep. I hate clothes shopping.
Well, I hate shopping full stop, not just clothes shopping, just shopping. So I mean, look, fair play to people. If people haven't been able to go to shops for 3 months, then I'm not having a go at people, but I couldn't think of anything worse than queuing up to go into any shop.
No, and particularly, it applies to everything. I don't know why. Just if you've been without it for 3 months, surely you can go, 3 months and 3 or 4 days. Just let the queues die down a bit, then go. Like all those fucking idiots who jammed up the road outside my house. Because I, unfortunately, live... it has its benefits at times, but... Yeah. I unfortunately live about 2 minutes away from a McDonald's drive-thru.
Oh, now because they've been... there was one in Sutton, which isn't far from where I live, where the queues were extraordinary, like proper traffic jams formed just because of that.
Yes, it happened to me outside. So I couldn't get to... Well, I could get out and I could sit in the traffic, but there's a Sainsbury's supermarket.
Well, where were you going?
I was trying to go to Sainsbury's. I was deliberately not going to McDonald's because I thought it's going to be rammed.
Yeah.
But the tailback along my road was just ridiculous. And so I would normally take a 2 minute drive to the supermarket, but no, that took about 30 minutes because I had to queue up behind all the McMorons who couldn't wait an extra day for their fucking Big Macs.
All right, calm down. I mean, do you think that had crack dens been affected by the lockdown, you'd have seen similar queuing? I mean, really?
In Croydon, not in East Grinstead.
Oh, that's true, yeah. I suspect, what's the main queues for in East Grinstead? I expect it's like for straw and hay.
Yeah, ammunition for the farm.
Yeah, tractor parts. There's probably a really big queue outside Tractors Inc. in East Grinstead. Horse boxes. I bet there's massive queues for horse boxes.
Oh, don't start. Another thing that I get trapped behind on this road is horse boxes. You sure? Who knew there were so many horses?
Are you sure it's not queues for horse boxes and not McDonald's?
No, it's definitely McDonald's, because when you go past it now, they've had to introduce like a secondary snake around the drive-thru to try and unclog some of the traffic.
Do you have like posher McDonald's? Do you have like McCaviar?
Yeah, it's pronounced Big Mark. I'll have a Big Mark and fries.
So like, even if I don't tend to go to McDonald's, but even if I was a regular visitor to McDonald's, I'm not sure I would queue. I mean, I hate sitting in a traffic jam.
It is horrible, isn't it?
Do you think people have forgotten the hell of sitting in a traffic jam, or it's actually something that actually is quite nice now? You sort of, well, I haven't done this for a while, so it's nice to sit in a traffic jam. I know at the end of the traffic jam, there's a treat of a Big Mac.
Oh, I know, but I think the waiting outweighs how good that Big Mac's going to be. It's a good burger, but it's not worth an hour's wait.
But if you haven't had one for a while, so do you go to McDonald's when it's normal, when you don't have to queue for hours?
Now and again.
So, I mean, when you next have a McDonald's, will that first taste be like nectar? Like the next time I'm in a pub, that first pint I have in a pub is going to be wonderful, but I'm not going to queue to get in a pub. Like, you know, if I have to wait longer, that's fine.
Well, I'll admit, I have, since it's reopened, been to McDonald's through the drive-thru. I waited about a week for the traffic to die down and everyone to get a grip. And I went through the drive-thru. It didn't take too long. It was fairly straightforward. And I did order a Big Mac. And I've got to be careful because I don't want to upset the hardworking people at McDonald's. But no. To me, and maybe it's just because I hadn't had one in so long, everything I ordered tasted, I won't say wrong, but I'll say different. I don't know what happened, but everything tasted not the way I remembered it tasting.
I've got to be really careful here because they're a massive company and I don't want to say anything that would get me into trouble. But, I mean, perhaps it's just, you know, everything was all the fat was absolutely fresh, that it's all fried in. Do you know what I mean? It's like everything was so fresh and new.
Possibly. I understand what
I'm not saying that it's normally rancid. I'm just saying that presumably there's a time frame with which oil is used and you might have got it like day one.
Yeah, you could be onto something.
And I'm saying that
I'm getting nervous, Trev.
I'm saying it to ensure that I'm not getting myself. You know, it's a fine establishment with, I'm sure, very high hygiene standards
and high priced lawyers.
They are visited regularly, I'm sure, by hygiene inspectors who give them the highest stamp of approval.
Yes, all hail McDonald's.
Well, no, I'm also not here to advertise.
No, I'll tell you what, speaking of McDonald's,
yeah.
There was another drive-thru incident at a KFC in the news this week,
right,
where a man was turned away from KFC and he actually ended up going to McDonald's instead. So they were much more welcoming, but KFC didn't think the man who was trying to get around their drive-thru on a horse, and a horse and cart, should be allowed through the drive-thru, and they turned him away.
Why shouldn't you be? I mean, I don't see a problem with that.
Neither do I really, but if I'm being a pedant, which I have
a
habit of
doing,
you don't drive a horse, do you?
Well, you do. You drive horses.
No, you ride horses.
No,
like you just said, it's not a ride through.
It's like you drive cattle. but I mean, come on, what's the difference? It's a vehicle.
I think they were arguing there was a hygiene issue,
in the store, is he? Like the horse isn't going through the kitchens.
If the horse, and there's an outside chance this could happen, if the horse takes a great steaming dump right outside, you know, the window where food is passed over into the car windows, then you would argue that isn't the most hygienic thing.
No, I suppose not.
So McDonald's to the rescue. They were happy to serve him, apparently. So all's well that ends well.
There was a man who there was a picture that was on social media of a man in a queue for a drive-through, but he was a pedestrian and he had a cardboard cutout. He turned a box into a car that he had around his waist.
That's brilliant. I've also seen men going around those drive-thrus recently. They've crammed themselves in. You know those little toy cars you give to kids? They're bright red with a little yellow roof.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen grown men crammed inside those, sort of wheeling themselves around drive-thru windows trying to break the rules.
I think that's fair enough. Well, can a pedestrian not walk through a drive-thru? I mean, you say a horse can't go through, it's not a ride-thru. Can you only order from a drive-thru if you're in a vehicle?
I believe so, yes.
Wow. Well, where do the pedestrians go?
I mean, where do the rules end? I mean, could you go around on a unicycle?
It's a vehicle.
It's, yeah,
you know, I suppose you're right. I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? If we're looking at semantics, if it's a drive-thru, any vehicle that isn't driven mechanically is null and void and cannot pass through. It may not pass.
Although you would argue as well, this is getting really niche, but there are mechanics involved in the workings of a unicycle.
Yes, but it's not driven. Again, no, you're right. to go with that argument, it's, or I suppose it, well, you could argue it's driven by the movement of the feet. There is a driving process that drives you and propels you forward. So, I mean, really, it's a minefield we've entered here.
I know.
It wasn't what I was intending at all. I thought we'd just have a little chat about the cues. And what we've done is uncovered a whole science, a whole new avenue of science that needs to be explored about what constitutes the necessary criteria for a drive-through.
I know.
Have these fast food chains really thought it through?
Well, I'm also surprised if you... You know, ask me to put money on who would have been more accepting of a horse, the colonel or the clown, then I'd have thought the colonel would be far more used to horses, but obviously not.
And also, just going back to the horse, I don't want to labour this point, but I think it's important we have this conversation because we've clearly raised it as an important issue.
Oh, the biggest.
You know, if you talk about you ride a horse, I think if you ride a horse, there's, you know, a bit like a bike. When you ride a bike, you're propelling it forward in the direction of travel. If you just saying you ride a horse, you let the horse, you're just riding the horse. The horse is doing all the decision making. But if you're actually, you know, using your feet to cajole it to move in a certain direction, you're driving it.
Are you?
Yes. I mean, well, you know.
Kind of.
As I'm starting this new scientific era, in 100 years' time, there'll be some, like the Smith Law. which they will talk about, you know, and it will be, they'll play this podcast as the moment a new science was birthed.
Would you be quite proud of yourself if your entire life's legacy was that people could now go through drive-through McDonald's on horseback?
I think it'll be a great legacy. I've got fuck all else, mate. Do you have a bucket list, Ben?
Not as such. There are certain things I'd like to have or do in life, but I don't really have a bucket list as such, no. Do you?
Yeah, I do. I do. I've done a few of the things on my bucket list. Seeing the space shuttle launch was on my bucket list. Tick, done.
About you refer not to the most recent space launch, but the one you actually went to see
In America. Yeah, 10 years ago now. Wow. What else? I saw Niagara Falls while I was in the States. That was on my bucket list to see that. Go to New York. That was all there. See dolphins in the Pacific. Did that while I was in New Zealand. So that was pretty cool.
That's a very common one, isn't it? Dolphins.
Yeah, but I didn't swim with them.
Just saw them.
Just went out on the boat and they followed the boat. That was pretty exciting. So I've done a few. The two things I really want to do, I want to see the Northern Lights.
Oh, okay.
And I want to do it properly. I want to go and stay in one of those sort of ice hotels that have clear roofs that you sleep on. You sleep under the stars and then you can look up and see.
I'm pretty sure they have just regular, comfortable hotels with glass ceilings. I'm not sure you'd need to... I don't know why the ice is an element that has to be involved.
I mean, I don't think it's... I'm not saying it's cold inside, but I think it's... I don't know if it's made of ice. I don't know if
everything... It's not going to be warm, is it?
Ice. Well, I'm not saying that it's all ice. When I said ice hotels, I was probably being slightly misleading. You can probably stay in ice hotels, but, I mean, they look like sort of igloos.
Right.
But they're probably not made of ice. I don't know.
Okay.
That would be pretty amazing. And I'd like to stay in like a log cabin by a lake in Canada in the sort of bear country. I think that'd be exciting.
Why?
Well, just the peace and tranquility of it, the chance to see bears in the wild and lovely lake, do a bit of fishing.
I wouldn't want to see bears in the wild. I think that'd be terrifying.
Well, as long as they're not, you know, attacking you, it'll be, you know, presumably you can see them from a distance.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You can't really agree that with the bears, can you?
Well, no, but if there's a log cabin there, there'd be rules in place. You know, if you see a bear, don't start throwing food out. Don't leave food available. It might come and have a little sniff around, but it's very, very unlikely it's going to break in and have a go at you.
Okay.
So those are a couple of things. but there was a thing on my local news website the other day Now, this is very specific to where I live, but it just sort of, it just amazed me, right? So the headline is 21 Amazing Things to Do in Croydon Before You Die.
Okay.
Now, for people who might be listening elsewhere in the world who don't know where Croydon is, Croydon's a little sort of suburb in South London.
Yeah.
Right? It's where I live. And it's where you grew up. Right.
It is where I grew up. I'm amazed they found 21 things.
Well, when you look at the 21 things, I'm not going to go through all 21, but there's nothing on here that I would say is really something you need to do before you die.
I'm looking forward to this.
Right, so number one, see the 50p building.
It's now, really not that impressive.
Now, the 50p building is basically just a concrete office block, but it's sort of seven-sided. It's hex, not hexagonal, that's six. What's seven? Heptagonal. Is it heptagonal? Is that seven?
That would be eight, wouldn't it? Is it septagonal?
I think it's hept. Oct is eight.
Oh, of course, octagonal. Oct is eight. What an idiot!
I think it's hept.
You might be right.
I think
it's
heptagonal, which was the shape of the 50p coin.
Is its real name the NLA Tower, or am I misremembering that?
Well, I think it might have been called that. It's now just called Number One Croydon.
Oh,
that's what it's called now. You can't go in it. I mean, this is the thing, right? It says you must go and visit, but you can't go. It's just an office block. You can't go in it. So I don't really see that something... Like, I've seen it a lot because I've lived in Croydon all my life. But, I mean, if you're a visitor to Croydon, I reckon you could leave Croydon and die happily having not seen it.
Can you imagine someone coming over to visit from, you know, the States, and that was the one thing that was on their list to do? See that, what I would argue is an eyesore.
I guess it's only been there since about, I guess it's there from about the 60s. You know, it's not even like a really old historic building. It's just sort of iconic on the landscape, isn't it? So yeah. Anyway, that's one thing to do. Here's another thing that you must... remember, these are things you must do in Croydon before you die. You know, because that gives the gravitas to these events, right?
I wonder how many of these I've already done.
Have a picnic at Addington Hill's viewing platform.
I haven't done that.
Gaze out across Croydon and towards London and spot famous landmarks as you tuck into your lunch from the top of Addington Hills, rising 460 feet above sea level. You can see as far as Epping Forest and Fulham on a really clear day.
Ooh.
So, again.
Come into a shithole and see nicer places from a massive distance.
Why didn't we go there?
And see the lovely landmarks and count which ones are on fire.
Right, here's another one. Buy beer from Croydon's very own Cronk's Brewery.
I wasn't aware that we had a brewery in Croydon.
Yeah, so it's been around for quite some time. Again, very happy to support a local business. Not a problem with that. But to put it in the category of things you must do before you die, this is what I'm trying to get at here. These are things you're telling me I must do before I die.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put that up there, but I mean, I didn't know the place existed, but I'm sure it's a fine place. But,
okay.
Maybe I should try.
Go to a Crystal Palace football match at Selhurst Park.
Well, I wouldn't. I have done that. But
well, there you go. You can tick that off. That's done.
Good.
I've done that. It's all done. Walk or cycle around South Norwood Country Park.
Right.
You can explore the paths around the 125-acre reserve by bike or foot. I'm actually going for a walk there on Wednesday this week.
Are you?
So, yeah.
Inspired by this list.
No, I'd arranged that before I'd seen this.
Are you hoping to go dogging?
No. I'm not going dogging. I'm not sure that's on the list of dogging sites in Croydon. I've checked. So that's amazing, isn't it? That I'm actually going to do that.
Yeah.
I'll report back next week to tell you whether it was worth it.
And how much your life has changed.
Well, that's it. Yeah. I'll just give you one more. Search out each of Croydon's 46 blue plaques. Now, did you know the borough of Croydon has 46 English Heritage blue plaques commemorating famous people, places and events? Now, the thing about this is, I'm not questioning the validity of the journalism on this particular local news website, but I looked up the English Heritage list of plaques in the London Borough of Croydon.
Okay, you've done your homework for this podcast. I like it.
They only tell me there's 11.
So someone's selling fibs.
Yeah. If I'm going out looking for 46, I'm going to be out a long time if there's only 11.
That's quite a mistake. I would have let him off the hook if they said 45 or 44. But to be that wrong is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I mean, unless they're... But they do say English heritage plaques, and that's what I've looked up. So I don't know. I'm confused.
Okay.
Do you want to know who some of the people are who've got blue plaques in Croydon?
I feel like I should know some.
Do you want to... All right, to give me some people you think might have... English heritage blue plaque. I mean, there will be other plaques in Croydon. I know for sure there's a plaque somewhere for W.G. Grace, the famous cricketer, because I think he was from Crystal Palace. Thomas Crapper, of course, who lived in Annerley, which is just outside of Croydon.
Very apt. No, I don't know what qualifies you for a blue plaque. Is it just being a famous person or a sort of super famous person from history?
Poet, it could be author, actor.
No, I won't be able to name any then.
No? Okay, well, I'll tell you some of the people who've got plaques in Croydon. Samuel Coleridge Taylor.
Okay.
He was a famous poet. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Ah, I've heard of him.
He lived in Norwood. So, I mean, that's exciting, isn't it? Arthur Conan Doyle. Never knew that.
Yeah.
Peter Cushing.
Not familiar.
You don't know Peter Cushing?
The name sounds vaguely familiar.
Famous actor.
Right.
A lot of Hammer horror films in Star Wars. I didn't know he lived in Croydon. Will Hay.
No.
Comic actor?
No, not for
And me. Astronomer. It lists him as an astronomer. I never knew he was an astronomer. Will Hay was sort of big. I mean, he died in 1949, but he was...
Right, that's probably why I haven't heard of him.
But he was a music hall star, and then he made some films sort of a bit later. And he was quite young when he passed away. He wasn't old. He was only... what was he? He was 49, 59. He was only 61.
Okay.
It's not that old, is it?
I'm not sure what your response you're expecting from me. I don't care. I didn't know this man existed until about 3 seconds ago.
They're about all the people I reckon you might... I thought you might have heard of those, but no, nothing.
Well, I've heard of Arthur Conan Doyle.
Oh, that's... Okay. Now, W.G. Grace, who I mentioned earlier, apparently his plaque's in Bromley, not in Croydon. So he doesn't count. I don't know where Thomas Crapper is, though.
Didn't you say he was in Annerley?
He lived in Annerley, yes. So there must be a plaque on his house in Annerley. I remember a coach driver. You know when you're on a coach trip and they give you a little bit of information as you drive?
Yeah.
And the driver sort of says, ladies and gentlemen, if you look to the left-hand side, you'll see the house once occupied by Thomas Crapper, the inventor of the flush toilet. I'm not sure that he invented the flush toilet. I think he was just... He did make several innovations, but I don't know whether he actually invented the flush toilet, did he?
I've got no idea, but you might be doing him a terrible disservice now. You're discrediting his life's work.
Well, maybe he did. Maybe the if you look to the right-hand side, you'll see the house once occupied by the inventor of the flush toilet, Thomas Crapper, who lived here in Annerley between the years of 1843 and 1852. I'm making the years up, I don't know. I'm just giving you my coach driver spiel.
I'm assuming that... is that a complete... falsehood to assume that that's where we get the word crapper from?
It is a falsehood, yes. Yes, a lot of people think it is, but apparently the word to have a crap, that sort of... I looked this up earlier when I was researching this. I think they said it comes from a Middle Eastern word.
Okay.
Yes, origin of the word crap. It's not from...
It's a hell of a coincidence. The man who invented the flush toilet's called...
I know.
Crapper, and it's got nothing to do with... going to the crapper.
I know.
It's incredible.
But maybe, like, you know that, what's it, nominative determinism?
Nominative determinism, yes.
It might have been that. You know, he was a plumber, and he with the name Crapper, he just thought, well, be a plumber. It makes sense, doesn't it? Apparently, right, we're talking of things that you must see before you die, or tourist attractions. In London, because he had his company, Crapper & Co., or whatever it was called. Crapper & Sons. there are manhole covers inscribed with his company's name. And it says on the bit I read, these are visited by tourists in London. Are they? Are they?
Wow. I didn't think there was anything lower on the list than train spotter, but manhole cover spotter, that's even lower, isn't it?
Jeremy Corbyn's a manhole spotter.
Do you want to rephrase that?
No, he is. I mean, let's face it, if you're in the House of Parliament, there's a lot of arses in front of you. But
I think the word cover is quite important. You can't just say he's a manhole spotter.
He's a manhole spotter, yeah.
He's a manhole cover spotter.
Not just
crucial difference. Right, okay, Trev, time to play a little game.
Oh yes, good, I like my games.
Now, I thought this week we would relive one of our old games from our Croydon radio days. Since we've been so Croydon heavy this week, it only feels appropriate.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
So, one of the games we used to do was a thing we did called Bengali, where I would pretend to go into a trance. It's a pun on Svengali, for anyone who didn't get it. I would pretend to go into a trance, and then I would basically use an app, and it would ask me questions to ask you, and it can guess any fictional character you're thinking of. But the fun is some of the questions it brings up can be a bit left field.
Now, the proper name of the app is the Akinator, isn't it? If you want to have this at home, you can download it.
Yes, Akinator.
And it's free, I think, isn't it? You don't have to pay for it.
I hope so, because I've just downloaded
it. Right, fair enough. Well, if you've had to invest 79p in the podcast, Ben, you know, let it go. Tax deductible.
And the five options you've got are yes, don't know, no, probably, or probably not.
Oh, they're the answers I can give?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay. I've forgotten a lot of this. It's years since we've done it. And it's only fictional characters. I can't think of, like, a real person. I'm sure no. We used to do real people.
No, I believe... Let me close it down and start again. I believe it said fictional character when I opened it up.
Really? I've got a memory that we used to do real people with this. I'm sure I used to think of proper actors.
Oh, no, you are right. Sorry, I misread it. It says think about a real or fictional character. Yeah. So it's even more impressive than I gave it credit for.
Yeah, right, okay. So are you going to go into a trance like in the old days?
No, I think we'll skip that bit because that was a bit tortuous.
Oh, was it? Yeah, it was actually, yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to think of somebody. Okay, I've got someone in mind.
Okay, right. Your first question the app is suggesting I ask you is your character a girl?
Yes.
Okay.
It's very much like 20 questions, really, isn't it?
It is, but with an app. I think that's why we did the whole trance thing, to disguise the fact it was basically 20 questions.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. A bit of the game you've now cast aside.
Do you and your character know each other well?
Do I know? No.
No, I wouldn't expect you to. That's, again, one of the strange questions. This has your character really existed?
Yes.
Ooh, so you've gone for a real person.
I've gone for a real person, yeah.
Is your character a YouTuber?
No.
Okay. I'm enjoying this. We're getting nice definitive answers.
Yeah.
Is your character a singer?
No.
Okay. Does your character live in America?
What are the options I can give here?
Yes, no, don't know, probably not.
I'm going to say no. I think they did, but they don't now, I think. Not that that helps you in any way, shape or form.
It doesn't, that just adds to the confusion.
Lovely does bit your... of information to put in.
Does your character have any children?
No.
Okay. God, this is taking its
time. I'll tell you what, if it gets this, I'm going to be mightily impressed.
Well, we're on question number 8.
How many does it aim to get it in? Or does it just keep going?
I think it just keeps going, so God knows how long this could go on for.
Right, this could be even longer than last week's podcast.
Oh, is your character an actor?
Yes.
Ooh, we nudge ever closer. Right, is your character Indian?
I mean, a very specific question.
Oddly specific at this stage. Yes.
No.
Okay, good. Is your character British?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Does your character play in Harry Potter?
It always used to ask this question, didn't it?
It likes this question a lot. I
reckon
that.
What it does... I think I've worked this app out. But the answer's yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's, see, that's, I think, quite, what, impressive.
Does, if it's an actress or actor and then British, it basically says, were they in Harry Potter? Because the chances are every British actor was in Harry Potter.
Now, I can just tell you this. There is a little progress bar as to how close it is. This is a development since we last played.
Oh, and they've upgraded.
There's a little progress bar at the bottom, which I think when it's full, it will then guess who you're thinking
and of. How far are we up the bar?
Well, since we answered yes to were they in Harry Potter, the bar has rocketed. Has we it? Are very near a guess.
I can feel the excitement. People listening were thinking, well, this game is just shit.
Yeah.
But suddenly, the tension has risen.
The problem is, I know who it thinks you're thinking of already. I basically think it's hoping you're thinking of Emma Watson. Because the next question is, was your character part of a group of three?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid the progress bar's about to go back down.
Oh, no.
And it has.
Has
not
it?
Much, but a little bit.
Right.
Does your character have red hair?
No.
Ooh, you're not going to. Oh, the app's not going to like that.
Is that good? Where's the progress bar gone now?
Going backwards again. Is your character blonde?
No.
Oh, all these no's sending the progress bar tumbling.
I think I might have to put some tension music underneath this, Ben. this is maybe the gold we were hoping it would be.
No. Question 15. Does your character play the role of a student?
No, don't think so, no.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what role they had in Harry Potter.
Oddly,
I'm now beginning to wonder where they were in Harry Potter.
Oh, Trev, don't fucking say that. That's the other thing with this app. It also, it was quite blunt at times. It wasn't very tactful. Is your character fat?
Yes.
Okay. That's very rude to describe a woman as fat, Trev. Does your character have grey hair? By the way, the progress bar just shot back up.
I reckon it's going to get it. I reckon it's getting close.
We're on question number 17. Do they have grey hair?
Yes. It's going to have a guess now. Surely it's got to have a guess.
It's thinking.
Oh, is it?
It's thinking.
It's going to get it. I reckon it's going to get it.
Does your character form a part of a famous couple?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, Trev, no. Every time we get so close and then you take it away. Oh, it's got a guess. That's a... I'm going to go into the trance voice just for the reveal.
Okay.
We used to have some premise that I'd been banged on the head by something.
I think we did, yeah.
Any suggestions before I go into my trance?
What you're smacked on the head with?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've cracked a mug over your head.
Okay, perfect. That'll do. I think you're thinking of Miriam Margolyes.
It's fucking good, isn't it? I've got to say, like, it is amazing.
In fewer than 20 questions.
I don't know how it does it.
Miriam Margolyes.
Wow. It's incredible.
I mean, that's an obscure celebrity, I would say.
I thought I might beat it with Miriam Margolyes.
You rarely beat Bengali.
Talking of Miriam Margolyes, the reason I thought of her was... you know, Louis Theroux's been doing these podcasts throughout the lockdown called, I think it's called Grounded.
Yes.
He's done one with Miriam Margolyes. He's fucking amazing. I think, our podcasts aside, and I think even the Ricky Gervais podcasts aside, put those aside as well, it is possibly the best episode of any podcast I've ever heard.
Wow.
She is fucking funny, incredible, and outrageous. So I recommend having a listen to that. So Miriam Margolyes, well done, Bengali.
Thank you very much.
So this week we'll be celebrating Father's Day, Ben.
Yes, it's June the 21st.
Yeah, and it might be the first time in a long time that people will be able to get together with their dads and celebrate something at a decent bit of social distancing, of course.
Can I throw in a very quick question?
Yes.
I don't want to, railroad your point here, but can I just ask, does Father's Day always fall on the 21st of June?
No.
Okay, because I heard an American, on a YouTuber who I like to watch, suggesting Father's Day is coming up the 21st of June.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh shit, that's come around a bit soon. I need to get my act together. And then I thought, oh no, American Father's Day is different. But then I checked, and it is the 21st of June. So have they just, have the English and US Father's Days happened to fall on the same day this year? Or do they change? Or was I just completely wrong to think they were different in the first place?
I can't answer you for sure on that. I got a feeling Father's Day in the States and the UK is always the same Sunday.
Okay.
Mother's Day is certainly different. We have ours in March. Mother's Day in the States, is it in May?
Maybe that's the mistake I made. Maybe I knew Mother's Day was different and assumed Father's Day would be as well.
Yeah. No, I think I might be wrong with the Father's Day, but if it would seem certainly in the States and the UK this year, they fall on the same Sunday.
Right, okay. Sorry, on with the story.
It's always a Sunday anyway, so even if it couldn't always be the 21st of June, because then it would be whatever day that fed on, wouldn't it? So, you know, it's always okay. But anyway, you might not want to give anything away, but have you got your dad's little present sorted?
I haven't got it sorted yet. Well, it's on my to-do list.
Well, I've got some ideas for you.
Oh, good.
So, does your dad have facial hair?
He does.
I've met him. I know he had a moustache.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen him in a few months now because of the whole lockdown restrictions, which some of the people of the country decided to, you know, respect. he could have a full-grown, you know, Grizzly Adams beard by now. I don't know.
Well, if he's going for the goatee look, you could buy him the Goatee Saver, which is a little device that you put over your mouth, your lips and your chin, which saves your goatee as you shave the rest of your face.
That seems ludicrous.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem a little bit unnecessary, but...
So rather than just be careful when you shave and don't shave your goatee off, they give you a little mask to wear.
So it's not just a mask. This is like a... It's hard to explain what it looks like. It looks like... It's like something from a sci-fi movie that you would put over your face to breathe clean oxygen in the future without some sort of backpack and bottles of oxygen.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds as useful as like a device that slices your boiled eggs for you when you could just use a fucking knife.
Okay. A golf club urinal. I don't know if your dad plays golf at all, but...
I'm intrigued. No, he doesn't play golf, but do you piss into the golf club?
Yes. So it's got a little, I think by the looks of it, a little screw cap on the top of the club. You unscrew that. It's obviously got a holding vessel within the golf club.
But golf clubs are very thin. Would fill up extremely quickly.
Well, it depends on how much you've got to go, I suppose. But then presumably you could then empty it into a bush.
It's charming.
And then, so obviously you then insert the little fella into the golf club. The picture shows that you sort of very discreetly sort of wrap a little towel around just not so it looks like you're having a piss, but it looks like you're sort of holding the golf club with a flannel, you know, probably to wipe sweat off it or something. So yeah. It looks like you're just... And then you're just pissing into the golf club.
No, I think that's a no-go.
Okay, all right. This is a bit of an art. Does your dad like art?
I think he likes seeing art. I'm not sure he would say he's the most artistic person. He helped me paint a fence once, if that counts.
Well, yeah, I mean, is he into sculptures?
Not doing them himself, I wouldn't have said no.
So the octopus, well, not doing it itself, just looking at them, owning a sculpture.
I would have thought he wouldn't mind owning a sculpture.
Right, so the golden octopus on goose egg sculpture would be something he'd be interested in.
Golden octopus on goose egg sculpture.
It's an octopus hugging a real life goose egg. It's sort of on top of it with its tentacles wrapped around the goose egg. And it's all within sort of a little glass bell jar. Lovely bit of art.
It's not a gamble I'd take.
Okay,
he might like it. I can't speak for him, but I wouldn't spend money on it to give it to him to take the risk.
A couple of little other ideas. Bear onesie.
A bear onesie. So yeah. I'm assuming this is a onesie suit that makes you look like a bear.
It does what it says on the tin, yeah.
And then he can go with you to Canada, stay in a log cabin, and if you don't get any luck, he can sort of prance around the woods for you while you look at him out the window.
Or he could be the deterrent bear. So if a bear comes towards us, he can sort of take the stance of the alpha male bear.
Yeah.
And make sure that, you know, that's really what I'd take him for. So that at night he can just sort of sit outside the log cabin in the bear onesie. Ready.
I don't
to
know if I like
off.
The idea of you using my dad as bait.
Well, you put the idea in my head. You were offering him. You were almost pimping him out.
No.
For the job.
You see, I was offering him up as a sort of substitute bear. You're using him as bear bait.
Not bear bait.
To entice real bears.
No, a defence.
A defence.
It's not a bait. It's a defence. I'm not putting him out there to entice bears towards the wooden hut. What I'm doing is using him in case a bear was to start encroaching a little too near my wood cabin, that he would be there, as I say, to take the position of the alpha male bear. He'd have to learn the position of an alpha bear, but obviously, you know, you can find out online. I'm sure David Attenborough must have done something on bears. He might have to learn to roar.
Yeah.
Proper growl, like a bear. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You've turned him into bear bait. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just, he's there. He can still enjoy the holiday. I'm not saying he's just there for that. You know, Big Jeff can still come along. We can still go fishing together. We can still have little walks along the Alpine Trail. You know?
I often look, when we're doing this podcast, for sort of the stranger, weirder news stories of the week.
Yeah.
And I can completely imagine finding man in bear suit mauled to death by bear being right up there.
Such a pessimist. I'm not going to allow him to be mauled to death.
How are you going to stop it?
He might be lightly chewed.
Gnawed upon.
A couple of other little things. Fuck COVID beer. It's a new beer that you can have.
Okay.
I guess it's just beer, but it's just called Fuck COVID. But
well, there's already Corona.
There is already Corona. Yes, you're right. This is the king of the Father's Day presents this year, though.
Go on.
The Tiger King Gator statue.
Don't get me started on this, because that sounds like the most appealing present to me without even really understanding what it is.
Well, let me tell you what it is.
Go on.
So, this, by the way, this company does all kinds of other gator statuettes, which I will tell you about. But the Tiger King one is, it's a custom work of art, as they all are. It stands about 3.6 feet tall. It's highly detailed, right? The main sort of basic package includes wig, shirt, trousers, prop gun, holster, hat, boots, sunglasses, necklace.
Brilliant.
And it stands up in, it's an alligator, but dressed as Joe Exotic.
That's amazing.
From the Tiger King.
I would love to get that for him. I would love to have that myself, but it would be completely wasted on him, because for some reason, he and my mum refuse to watch Tiger King.
Oh, really?
I have given up insisting to them how good it is and that they must watch it. They have got it into their heads that it includes horrible scenes of cruelty to animals, which I suppose it references animal cruelty. If you find seeing animals in cages, you might find it cruel. But because they think it's going to be some sort of gory hawk? Sorry, that's not the word.
What? A gory whore? That's a very different show, I reckon.
I was trying to say gory horror fest. I just said gory whore.
A gory whore.
That's definitely not that either, Mum. Or Dad.
Big Jeff suddenly going, oh, I'm interested.
So they refuse to watch it, and it's driving me crazy. Okay, here is my last chance, because I know my dad listens. Please watch The Tiger King. It's so good. And then I can get you this for Father's Day.
Why don't you get this for Father's Day? Because I think having this will actually make him want to watch it. It is $1,500, just if you're prepared to spend that much.
I'm not, no.
You can. There are cheaper gators that you can get that this company also do. They do the Trump gator.
Yeah.
This is same size as the Joe Exotic one, but dressed as Donald Trump.
Why are they all gators?
Well, it's just that's what it, just the company's called Gators Galore. So
okay, that makes sense.
They're all gators. There's also the Doctor Gator. There's the Chef Gator. There's the Boat Captain Gator. The Attorney Gator. Butler gate. Why don't get the butler gator that holds a tray?
That's a selling point.
The military
$1,500.
The military gator. The Santa gator.
Okay.
Or you can go really weird and get the gator deer.
What?
The gator deer is like, you know when hunters put a deer's head up on the wall, they mount it.
Yeah.
It's basically that. So it looks like a deer. It's got the antlers. I don't know if it's an actual deer's head. I doubt they kind of, perhaps they do kind of get the real animals. I don't even know if the others are real gators. I'm hoping not. And I'm guessing not. But the deer, it's basically a deer, but its mouth is an alligator's mouth.
Right. It seems like a fairly cute idea. Not specifically that one. That one is a bit weird. But the idea of famous people represented as alligators, that's fine. It's a weird business model. But I think they've slightly priced themselves out of the market a little bit at $1,500.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are a bit cheaper.
Like £15 I might have paid, but not $1,500.
These are all custom-made, mate. There's a lot of work going in. So, all right, well, let's just say you had the budget. Right. Let's say you had $1,500. Who would your dad want in gator form?
Wow. There's a question. Oh. I don't know, to be completely honest. I hark back to, I think, one of his most exciting jaunts as a devout Fulham fan to see Fulham sadly eventually lose.
Yeah.
In the Hamburg Europa Cup final.
Yeah.
And I think he has, as we all should, a soft spot for former England manager, Fulham manager, Roy Hodgson.
Roy Hodgson.
So I'm going to say I would like the Hodgson gator for my dad.
The Hodgson gator. So presumably that would have a sort of very, very sort of curly grey wig.
Yep. Ever so slight lisp.
Well, I've done it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you do that with a dead gator, but a suit and a Fulham jacket.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. The Roy Hodgson gator is on its way.
And probably some sort of runners up medal.
Should we do another round of Bengali before we go?
Oh, it'd be rude not to, wouldn't it?
I don't know what it's like to listen to, but I enjoy playing it. So, let's do another one.
Okay, so I need you to think of another famous person
I want to try and beat it. I really want to try and beat it. Let me think. I want to try and think of someone really obscure. Like, really obscure.
Just to make sure this goes on for fucking ever.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
You've got someone?
I've got someone in mind, yeah.
Okay, we're going to start with this very same question, unfortunately. Is your character a female?
No.
Oh, you've changed it up. Is your character more than 40 years old?
I only had a 50-50 call on it. You know?
More than 40 years old?
Yes.
Okay, it's off to a good start, this. Right, has your character died?
Yes.
Oh, it's almost like it's onto you already.
No.
Is your character British?
No.
Okay. Oh, that's hurt the progress bar a little bit. Is your character American?
Yes.
Okay. Have they recorded any albums?
I don't think so. Oh, what is it? I don't know.
Yes, no, don't know. I can't believe how many times I've had to explain the options.
Come on. We've done all... Since the last game, we've had fucking your dad out as a bear, and we've been making a Roy Hodgson gator. I can't keep everything in my head.
Yes, no, don't know. Probably not.
Don't know.
Okay, don't know. Oddly, that actually helped the progress bar.
Right, okay.
Is your character connected with dance?
No, I don't know. Don't know. Don't think so.
You said no, so I hit no, and then you changed your answer on me.
All right, well, no.
Can you think about what you're saying? Right.
You don't be so quick on the button.
Does your character mostly play in comedies?
Again, I only really know his name.
Why do you pick someone you know nothing about? How is that going to work?
I'm trying to beat the fucking thing.
If you can't answer any questions about them, how is the app supposed to work?
What was the question?
Do they mostly play in comedies?
No.
Okay.
I'll say no.
Does your character play in movies?
Yes.
Oh, finally.
That's what I definitely know about him.
Was your character alive in the year 2000?
Yes. So I've just opened
hesitation.
No, I've just opened because I've just opened his Wikipedia page. So I can
right, just pause the game. Glance at you. See, even games that I suggest, you
sake,
find a way to fuck me off.
I haven't fucked it up.
Right. So
just see, can't remember my aim in the game. Like, take, you know,
yeah, your aim in the game is to know who you're talking
no,
about.
No, my aim is to beat Bengali.
Right.
You know, it's your responsibility to find out the information. If all the fuck I can give you is don't know, it's tough shit, mate.
Glancing at whoever the fuck's Wikipedia page this is, yeah. Have you answered anything incorrectly up to this point? We're on question 10.
Well, that's not a question, is it? Yeah,
this isn't the game. We've paused the game. The game is on pause. Right. We're having an admin meeting now. Looking at the Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Is there anything up to now that you've answered that's not you're happy with that? Are you?
I'm happy with everything I've said. Yeah. Totally.
Right, we've been arguing for so long. My phone's turned off. It's gone into low power mode. Right.
Oh, for God's sake!
Was your character alive in the year 2000?
I've already answered that. Yes, he was. Yes.
Right. Good. Back to the game. Is your character linked with comic books?
No.
Okay. Is your character, by the way, I should just tell you as well, he's pulling, his little face is changing. He's pulling a very pained face, and I feel it right now. Is your character
he's
associated?
A little shit.
Is he associated with comedy?
You've already asked that question.
Listen, I just read the questions.
Fucking hell, what's she got, fucking amnesia or something? No.
Oh, God. Was your character already famous in the 60s?
Yes. He was, definitely.
The hesitation.
No, because I was just reading about he won a BAFTA award for Best Newcomer in 1956.
Is your character a politician?
No.
Okay.
I've just realised that any extra information I give you doesn't help, does it?
No, it doesn't.
All it does is eat up valuable time.
People are already sick of this.
They've already turned off this podcast.
Oh,
it's
God,
fine.
I don't see
they've
how
already
this...
written this one off.
There's the next question as well. Unless the answer is yes, in which case I bow down to it. Whoa. Does your character wear a cowboy hat?
Well, the weird thing is, yes, sometimes.
How the
yes.
fuck did it know that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying always, but I've got certainly one of the pictures I've got of him, he's got a cowboy hat on.
Well, then the answer's got to be yes.
Yes, he does.
I'm sorry I mocked the app. I thought that was a ludicrous question to ask, but clearly not. It's working on some weird cosmic level. Is your character linked with horse riding?
Well,
who the hell have you picked?
I'm gonna say, I mean, he was in westerns and stuff, but I don't know if he actually went on a horse. But yes, probably. Yes.
Wait, no, hang on. There are two different options: yes or probably. Don't say yes, probably. Pick one.
Oh, he's probably an option.
Yes.
Then probably.
Oh.
Then probably yes.
Right, is your character a singer?
Hasn't he asked that already?
I don't know.
Fucking
I've lost
hell.
The will to live.
No, I don't think he did any singing. I don't think so.
Right.
Is that an option? Don't think so?
No, you said no, so I hit no. Probably not was an option. The question number 18.
Yeah.
It feels like 18,000 at this point. Does your character have a moustache?
No.
Oh, are you sure?
Well, not in the pictures I've got. I mean, he might have had in some roles, but certainly. I mean, has he got one in that picture? He might have.
Does your character? I'm moving on. Does your character have a very common first name?
Not really. No.
No. Okay. Again, not really or no. Probably not or no. It's one or the other. Does your character have a famous son? Question 20.
Well, I'll have to look at his. No, don't think so. Let me just.
Oh, Trev, you've got to commit to an answer.
No.
Right, next question. I remember now why we dropped this feature from the Croydon Radio days.
I'm actually really enjoying it.
Does your character have a shaven head?
The thing is, it never admits defeat. Like, at what point does it just go, I don't know who you're talking about. Does he have a shaved? No, he doesn't have a shaved head.
I mean, it got Miriam Margolyes a lot quicker than this. Has your character...
He's trying to think it's like Terry Savalas. I bet that's who he's thinking I'm thinking of.
Who... has your character appeared in a spaghetti western?
Yes.
Oh, progress at last. Oh, that shot the progress bar up. Right, is your... Go on. Wait, is your character in Hollywood?
Yes.
Okay.
He's going to fucking get it. I'm going to be gutted.
I'm not even going to judge the question because the cowboy hat question was so brilliant. But does your character own a Lamborghini?
I don't know.
Does Wikipedia know?
Well, let me search Lamborghini.
Do you know how to spell it?
No, but if I put lamb, that should be enough, shouldn't it? Not found. Lamb not found.
So we're saying don't know.
We're saying don't know.
Okay. Is your character a Donald Trump supporter?
Again, don't know. Don't know. I know. I'll search Trump.
Well, it's. I hit don't know.
Okay, don't know. Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know.
And it's come up with its guess.
Okay.
We have got the guess.
Who's it guessing? Have I
now,
beaten it?
Now, what do we say? I think you've beaten it personally.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, do we say that if it's got it wrong, do we continue with this farce? Or is it the game lost?
Well,
you've won.
I think we shall have won.
Okay. I think Clint Eastwood.
No, it's not Clint Eastwood.
Got it wrong.
It's not Clint Eastwood. No.
Now it's asking the question for the conversation we just had. Continue? ? Our listeners want to hear any more of this?
Just continue, but just for a little bit longer. Let's just see if it can get it. I just
has your character. Sorry about this, everyone. I thought one round of this was plenty. Has your character been the president of a country?
No. It's not Ronald Reagan.
Is your character short?
Well, I don't have his measurements in front of me, so I don't know. I don't know how tall he was.
Right. I don't know. I think you know nothing about this person.
No, I've given you loads of information.
Does your character have blonde hair?
Well, he might.
You don't know, do you? Because you're looking at some black and white ancient photo.
They are all black and white. I've not got I know there is a colour photo of him, but he has... Anyway, no, probably not. No.
Which one? You are driving me crazy. Question 29. Does your character have a son?
Yes, he's got children. Yes, two sons.
Right, yes. Has your character played the role of a member of the mafia?
Yes.
I have.
Yes, I have, yeah.
Does your character play the role of a father?
In what? Or just in general?
I mean, read the questions.
Yes, probably, yes.
Yes, probably problem no, has to be solved because I'm pulling my hair out here.
Oh, yes.
You're saying yes?
Yes, yeah, definitely, yes.
Right, he's having another guess.
Go on.
Is it Marlon Brando?
No, it's not Marlon Brando. I think I've beaten it. That's it.
I think that's definitive.
I've beaten it.
Right, who the fuck were you thinking of?
Eli Wallach.
Eli Wallach.
Eli Wallach.
Oh my god. I mean, if you remember who Eli Wallach is, then well done to you.
Well, that's just about it for another Trev and Ben podcast.
Just before we stop, I hate to go back to the game. I promise you it'll be for 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
But the game has asked me to clarify so it can learn for the future who was it you were talking about.
Yeah.
And it's got a list of suggestions of who you might have been talking about. And number two on the list, Eli Wallach.
No way.
Yes, got him.
Wow, I reckon if we'd got another 10 or so questions, you would have got it.
I reckon if you knew the first thing about Eli Wallach, the game might have had a chance to work.
I gave you so much information. It was like listening to a fucking biography of the man. Right, well, anyway, thanks very much for listening and downloading. Just before we go, we'd like to give you a couple of recommendations of things to watch or listen to. I've already recommended the Miriam Margolyes podcast with Louis Theroux. That's really good. A couple of things I've been watching. I'm a bit late to it, but The Tunnel, which is the first series, I think, was based on a Nordic noir thing called The Bridge.
Okay, now am I going to be the only person who doesn't fully understand the term Nordic noir?
Well, it's like The Killing. You know, it's like it was originally a Scandinavian drama, and those Scandinavian dramas are very dark, aren't they? And you know, it's that. I think that's what it means.
Okay,
but it's superb. It's so good. I'm getting through it like nobody's business. It's the first series is really compelling, and then the second series just gets better. I think there's three series in all. So I think I found them on Sky Atlantic. If you've got Sky, you can find it on that.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll have to look that up.
Been watching anything yourself?
I have been. A friend of mine recommended, I've had this recommended to me twice now by two different people. But one of my friends got on to me the other day and was saying, listen, you really have to watch this. So I thought I'd stick it on. McMillions.
Right, now I've heard of this. What's it about?
Basically, years and years ago, McDonald's introduced a Monopoly game where you can peel off the stickers from their various items, like a packet of fries or a bottle of Coke or whatever, and
okay,
you can then match up the stickers and you can win huge prizes, millions of dollars, cars, everything. And there was a huge scandal where the game was intercepted by crooks, and a massive conspiracy began where people were getting involved in all sorts of crime, and it's really, really good. I looked it up. It's actually not on Netflix at the moment, but it is currently on Sky Documentaries, which I think has been made free for anyone with Sky. But I would warn you to get on it quickly, because I think it's all disappearing on about the 10th of July, so it's okay, not going to be around forever.
Okay, well, I'll check that out. The other thing I want to quickly mention is a thing on the BBC iPlayer at the moment. It's called Staged. It's mainly starring Michael Sheen and David Tennant. They're about 15 minutes each, just brilliantly funny. Michael Sheen, I mean, David Tennant's great in it, but Michael Sheen is just so funny. So I think there's about six episodes of that.
Good stuff. And while we're on the subject of other audio to listen to after you've finished listening to the Trev and Ben podcast, of course, if you're a fan of Alan Partridge, he releases a new audiobook, which I think comes out in September, but he's actually let out a free sort of preview chapter, which I've listened to. I'm assuming it'll be available via Audible, who will probably be doing the audiobook. So seek that out. The book's called Alan Partridge from the Oast House. As I say, the full thing comes out in September, but if you wanted a free listen to a sneaky peek early chapter, I would highly recommend that. I've listened to it. It's very funny.
Yeah, I've listened to it. It's very, very good. And just the last thing I want to mention is, you know, a few weeks ago, I was furious with Dominic Cummings and I wrote to my MP.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was speaking to a friend of mine this week and I was just ranting about it. And he said, well, actually, I've written and recorded a song about Dominic Cummings called Clearly Wrong. So he sent me the song and I just thought it was spot on. And so I very quickly, it's not the most professional video you'll ever see, but I quickly knocked up a little video and he stuck it on YouTube. I'm going to tweet the link out. But if you're angry about Dominic Cummings, just give it a watch, give it a listen. It just says it all, really. So just 2 minutes. It's not a very long song, but oh, I felt so much better after hearing it.
Good stuff.
I really did. So that's about it for this week. As I say, thanks very much for listening and downloading. You can get in touch with us about absolutely anything. We're at Trev and Ben on Twitter, and we'll catch you again next week. Till then, stay safe, stay well, and take it easy.
Bye.